Today we have the real Abby Johnson here with us. She is an activist, a speaker, a writer, daughter to a proud parent, wife and mother of eight, and friend to many. And now in South Africa, welcome Abby. Unplanned is described by reviewers and critics as an honest story with shocking facts that cannot be ignored and will shake perceptions. If you must give a synopsis of Unplanned in your own words to people whom have never heard of Unplanned, what would you explain it as?
Unplanned is just a true story. It's my story of being a young college kid, a kid at university, and getting involved with an abortion facility, believing that I was doing the right thing, believing that I was helping women, and then over time realizing that what I had believed to be truth was a lie. And I think it's important for all of us to see what's taking place inside of abortion facilities across the world. And it's important for us to really look at this topic directly in the face and to challenge what we believe about the issue of abortion.
Unplanned is finally coming to South Africa, and there's online petitions, thousands of people supporting the movie, people asking America to distribute this internationally. Yet you did get a bit of resistance.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the international outcry, people wanting Unplanned in their countries all around the world. It's given me great hope. It's been wonderful to see. We did have some struggles in different places like Canada, but we eventually got the film in Canada. Everywhere where we set out to release the film, it's been released. And we've had difficulties, but we've been able to get it released in every country that's asked for it.
Let's speak about the statistics in South Africa. According to the Abortion and Reproductive Justice Conference in 2018, the stats read, despite the fact that abortion is legal in South Africa, it is estimated between 52 and 58% of estimated 260,000 abortions take place in South Africa every year are illegal. Is it because women feel ashamed?
I think that many women do feel ashamed. I think that women feel like they have no other places to turn. I think that women do not know about the resources that are available to them. And so they become desperate. They go against their best judgment. And they don't understand their capability as a woman to overcome the obstacles that are put in their path. And the abortion industry and our society in general has made it appear that abortion is normal, that it is easy, and they have failed to tell women that so many live with pain and regret their entire lives, that one decision, that one permanent decision, is something that could haunt you. And I think that women aren't thinking long-term when they're making the decision to have an abortion. They're thinking that they are going to eliminate this current crisis in their life, but they are forgetting that even though abortion might eliminate that current pregnancy, it's never going to eliminate the memory of that child that they carried, and that will live on with them.
Your passion for women's right to choose stems from the fact that you, as a young woman, had to make choices yourself. Abby, you understood both sides of the abortion conversation, having two abortions yourself. Do you think that would prepare you well in advance for the role you would play in other women's lives? And what advice would you give that woman?
To a woman who's currently pregnant and considering abortion, I would tell her that she does need to truly look at all of her options. Abortion is a very permanent decision to a temporary problem. She needs to have ultrasound scans done. She needs to see her child in the womb. She needs to hear that child's heartbeat. She needs to understand the huge decision that she is about to make and that this decision impacts the individual life of another human being. So, I would say to her that that's very important for her to be fully informed. And that's something that she's not going to get. She's not going to hear that from the abortion industry.
The film Unplanned was made from a book you wrote about your life story. What creative liberties did the filmmakers take with this film? In other words, which important parts of the story is creative liberty and which are facts depicting your true life story?
All of the key events, the abortion scene, both abortion scenes actually, the RU46 abortion scene, the abortion scene in the beginning with the 13-week-old baby, and also the scene with the woman, the young girl who has an abortion, who then has a perforated uterus, all of that is 100% factual. Really, the only creative liberty that was taken in the film was the timeline. They had to shorten up the timeline in order to get an eight-year story into an hour-and-a-half film. But in regards to actual storytelling and the key part of the film, everything is completely accurate. And I had final right for the script, so I wanted to make sure that that was the case, that everything was completely accurate.
Although there's no anti-abortion passages, the Bible is clear that God is the creator of life and all life is precious, born and unborn. So what does the Bible say about abortion?
I don't know that the Bible says anything specifically about abortion. The word abortion isn't used in the Bible, but we do hear over and over again about God creating life, how He forms us in our mother's womb. He knows us before we are even created. He sets us apart at the moment of conception. And so I think it's pretty clear that God values the unborn because He's going to value anything that He creates. And it's interesting, you know, I look at the issue of abortion and we can look at images in the ultrasound and, you know, for most of us, we can see that this clearly looks like a baby. You look at a ultrasound at, you know, 10, 12, 13 weeks, and people say, wow, that looks like a baby. You can see the arms, you can see the face. And I have to believe that the way that we feel in the pro-life movement is the same way that the abolitionists of slavery felt, that they're looking at these human beings. They are seeing them with their own eyes, and they're saying, this is a human being. Yes, the color of their skin is different, but this is a human being. And for people, there were people then that denied the humanity of these slaves. And the frustration that they must have felt is something that I think we must feel also, that we feel in the pro-life movement, that we are looking at the faces of these children. We are seeing them on ultrasound. And yet there is a large group of people who are denying their humanity, and they're not being scientific in their denial of humanity. They're not using science. They're not using logic, and they're not using their faith. They're not using the passages where God has told us about creation and His love for children, even in the womb.
Your book and movie has touched so many people's lives. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for, first and foremost, my family. Well, I guess first and foremost, I'm thankful that God got me out of the situation that I was in and has allowed me to use my voice and to use my testimony. But I'm also very thankful for my family. I have 8 children and I have an amazing husband, and they help support me in the ministry that I'm doing. You know, and I'm thankful that the past can be the past. I'm thankful for the future. I'm thankful that I have the freedom to speak on a worldwide stage and talk about my experiences and to hopefully help change the minds of those who are contemplating abortion or those who've had an abortion and need to find hope and healing.
Would you recommend this movie?
Absolutely. Everybody should go and watch this film, whether you're pro-choice, whether you're pro-life. If you're pro-choice, you should have no problem going to see this film. If you're pro-life, you should absolutely go and see this film. Everybody needs to see the truth of what they believe, and this is going to expose you to a truth that maybe you have never seen before.